This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Police Department and Northeastern University are at odds today over Northeastern's decision to arm its police force with semi-automatic weapons to respond to some campus threats. Boston police worry such weapons can make a dangerous situation worse, but Northeastern says it is a necessary move. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Northeastern says in a statement, like other universities with police departments, its officers are trained to deploy a number of capabilities to protect the campus community, including the use of tactical rifles if necessary. But the decision is not sitting well with the Boston Police Department. Lieutenant Mike McCarthy says Commissioner Bill Evans has been open about not arming Boston police with these weapons.
We focus on community policing and more of a demilitarization kind of concept. These universities are part of the neighborhood, and it's our take that when you're doing something that has an impact on a neighborhood like that, you know, there should be some involvement from the neighborhood, the community, and certainly the Boston Police Department.
Reaction on the Northeastern campus along Huntington Avenue is mixed. Northeastern student Jared Miller is concerned.
If there are any weapons, they should be in the hands of the city. In terms of Northeastern, given that it is just a college and that it's its own territory, they should be using kind of like the British model of less enforcement and less guns.
But students Soumya Chopra and Kanish Draghani don't mind.
Because I'm from India and people do have guns there, like the cops. I don't mind it really. And there have been some shootings in this area.
There's been a lot of incidents nearby, so I think them being armed is like only safer for us.
Boston University police also have semi-automatic weapons. The Boston Police Department says most colleges in the city have unarmed police. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.